Karate is making its Olympic debut, fittingly, in Tokyo. The occasion has inspired a cultural collaboration between musicians in the U.S. and Japan. NPR's Netta Ulubi has more.
Composer Gene Colman is a Guggenheim-winning luminary, active in the worlds of experimental film and avant-garde music.
I'm not a big sports person.
But Colman grew up in a tiny town in Wisconsin, transfixed by Bruce Lee movies. He taught himself karate out of a book as a kid. When it became an official Olympic sport, he was invited by the Japan-U.S. Friendship Commission to compose this piece. It's called Kata, after the elegant patterns of movements practiced by martial artists. To create Kata, Colman decided to track the brainwaves of people performing karate and make that neurological data into music.
How neurons function is also incredibly musical. They play together, they play in counterpoint, they play as a soloist, they play as larger groups, like symphony of activity.
Various musicians collaborated with Colman in making the piece, including two from Japan.
Karate no stop and move.
In a video for the U.S.-Japan Creative Artists Fellowship, the celebrated lute player Sanzuzu Tsurusawa explains that traditional Japanese music shares with karate a sense of strong momentum and using an extreme range of breath. Flute player Akikazu Nakamura agrees.
We make a hole in the space or time.
Intervals, he says, room for peaceful thought and a connection to nature link music to martial arts. And he says there's nothing appropriative about this project, even if Americans are experimenting with Japanese forms.
Actually, half of me was grown up by American culture.
When cultures are drawn joyously together in the spirit of achievement, he says, that's great art. And that's also, he adds, the Olympics. Netta Ulubi, NPR News.